Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Kenny is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Marianne. And his first date with Marianne was less like an actual date and more like a reboot of the old game show, The Dating Game. Because they met on Tinder. And she said, we could meet at Starbucks, but we only have 15 minutes because I've got a bunch of other dudes lined up who are also going to date me for 15 minutes, and then I will choose a winner.
Nice.
And it looks like Kenny has not been chosen as the winner because he's not getting a call back. He does want to know why, though.
You know, this could really backfire. We could find out that she went on real dates with all seven of the other contestants, and you were the only one that didn't get a call back.
I mean, even if so, I just need the closure at this point.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's like seeing the first segment of a show going to commercial break and then never getting the closure.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at least she could have done is give you some kind of consolation prize. You know? Like, Kenny, you didn't get the date, but you just got a new Maytag washer and dryer. Congratulations, Kenny.
I'll take it.
Yeah, he'll take it.
All right. Well, I'm going to call her right now and see if we can figure it out for you. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Marianne, please?
This is Marianne.
Hey, Marianne, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Okay, I'm really busy. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
What's happening?
I'll make this quick then. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they end up not calling you back, you can email us and we'll get that person on the phone and find out what happened. So we actually got an email about you from a dude named Kenny.
Who?
Kenny. He told us about a date that he went on with you, where you gave a bunch of dudes 15 minutes to get to know you at a Starbucks, and then I guess you were going to choose the winner. Kenny was one of those guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I got to say,
what this is about
genius.
Yes.
Move with the basically creating your own dating competition.
Well, I wasn't trying to make it a competition. I'm just really busy, and I don't have a lot of time, and I just, like, wanted to get it done.
Okay. Well, yeah. Out of all the dudes that you hung out with that day, do you remember spending time with Kenny?
I have to check my notes. Let me look.
He said, this may help. He said that you guys went over the allotted 15 minutes and your time with him was up to 19 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm looking here. Yeah, he was guy number 4.
Oh, my God. You
actually
notes?
Really, for real, have notes?
Yeah.
I thought she was kidding.
Damn, you were organized. Can you give us a little information about your date with Kenny based on your note-taking?
I just felt like, I mean, he did well during the interview portion of the meeting.
Wait, there's another portion besides interview?
Yeah,
there's the interview portion and then there's the closing.
The closing?
Oh,
so is Kenny not a closer?
Not with me. I mean, I think we had a good dialogue going. And then at the end of the date, he kind of just failed, and I wasn't impressed.
What
failed?
He said he gave you a handshake. You wanted him to go in for a kiss after hanging out with you for 15 minutes?
Yeah, he didn't kiss me, and you know it's a date. And
what?
You actually did want that?
Yeah, I mean, hello, you have a limited amount of time. A real man would take advantage and close the deal, and
what?
You know, I was giving him signs, and he just shook my hand. That tells me everything I need to know about him, whether he's a man, and he's not.
He's trying to be a gentleman.
Hold up. Okay, that is unfair. First of all, I know that you probably watch a lot of reality shows, but dating someone for 19 minutes, that's impossible for anyone to really show who they are in 19 minutes.
Like I said, I thought the interview portion went well, and he showed who he was, and I was giving him signs and signals to close the deal, and he gave me a handshake.
I bet he was just trying to respect your space.
Did the other guys that you hung out with that day kiss you?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up.
All of them?
Not all of them, but some of them.
So you're just inside a Starbucks for 2 hours making out with multiple men?
I wasn't making out, and it wasn't multiple men.
So basically, you don't feel like Kenny is dating material because he didn't try to kiss you after your very abbreviated date?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Man.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
do or die kind of thing.
Marianne, I do want to let you know that Kenny is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and does want to talk to you.
Well, I really don't want to talk to him. So, and I got a lot to do today.
Marianne.
Well, there's Kenny anyway.
Yeah.
Can we talk for a second, Marianne?
I guess so. I mean, you got me on the radio show to begin with,
Listen, I know it probably wasn't the best way to go about it, but neither was an interview, a 15-minute interview.
You signed up for it. I didn't.
I mean, yeah, I thought it was interesting, but I thought in the 15 minutes.
You're the one who showed up. You decided to meet me. If you don't like my style, then don't hang out with me.
You're right. But we spent 15 minutes together. It was our first time meeting. You want me to kiss you after that? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to. That'd be great. I think you're a very wonderful woman. But, I mean, I am shocked that, two guys, a couple guys, they actually had the nerve? That's insane to me.
It's not that they had the nerve. They had the confidence.
Whoa.
Okay.
I gave you the signs. You didn't pass. You don't have what it takes to be in a relationship with me. Whoa. You lose.
Whoa.
You lose?
Marianne, if you're such a strong woman and you're such a confident woman yourself, if you liked him, why didn't you go in for the kiss? Why didn't you make the move?
Thank you.
Look, I want a strong man who takes charge, and you didn't do that, okay? I want a man who knows what he wants. I want a man who takes what he wants. I don't have time for anything other than that.
I do know what I want. I was just trying to be courteous.
Yeah.
I didn't know that in the process that there were different sections. I didn't know that you had it divided up into the interview and closing. And is there a written section? Do I need to bring a number 2 pencil?
I texted you the rules. You knew how it was going to go. You agreed to it. You confirmed with me. You knew what was going on.
That's why I prepared my interesting questions.
And they were great. I told you, you passed the interview. It was the closing section. You did not.
Well, I can close. I can close. And I would have loved to close with you. I don't know. Why don't you kiss me right now? Huh? Is that good?
What?
You want me to kiss? Here. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss right through the phone. How's that? 3, 2, 1. Is that good? Did that close?
That's
no.
So
this is really weird, man. I mean, come on. It's not even funny. It's not even clever.
Well, you said that you wanted a guy who takes charge. There's some charge for it. You want some more charge? Here, come on a second date with me. Let's go on a second date. Let's grab some coffee. Let's go grab some coffee and hang out for 20 minutes. Does that cut it? Is that good? We can make out. How does that sound? Is that great?
Oh, my God. I don't know if he's angry or confident.
Kenny, no. This is not working.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm taking charge now, baby. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. I feel the charge in my bones. Oh, this is what you like, right?
Not really. I mean, you're over the phone.
Oh, please. I know you can feel it. I know you can feel it in the sound.
Oh, my God. Can I get off the phone now, please? Really? Please? I'm begging.
No, no, no. You listen here, Marianne. You're sending me mixed signals. You know that? Because you're like, oh, no, no, I want a guy that takes charge. I want him to kiss me after 15 minutes. But you're also like, oh, no, I want a guy that plays by my rules, and I want to have complete dominion over him. What do you want, Marianne? What do you want from me?
I want to get off the phone.
Okay.
Did you even go out with any of the other guys?
I did.
You did?
Another date.
Really? Yeah.
And how did that work out with your strong men?
I'm sitting here being criticized. It went very well, and I don't appreciate any of your tones. I'm very busy today, and I've already been on the phone for 20 minutes, it feels like. So can we wrap this up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well,
and I was just looking for an opening to do that. So thank you very much, Marianne, for helping me out with that process. Would you like to go on a second date with Kenny? We will pay for it.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with no.
Still sound on the fence to me, Marianne.
He was a no then, and he's a no now.
Wow.
You know what? This sucks, man. I try to be a gentleman on a date. I try to be nice and courteous. So, yeah, I give you a handshake, and then you get mad when I don't kiss you. Come on, man. This is stupid.
That's my style. Obviously, we don't connect. You don't get me. Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
She is direct.
Well, Kenny, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date.
It's all right.
And the next time you meet any woman at a coffee shop, now you know you just kiss her right away.
Good
just
idea.
To be sure.
Real good advice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.